Happy New Year! Happy New Year, Mega Maniacs! Welcome to the most interactive post-RAW experience available, the RAW post-show on Mega Powers Radio. Just finished watching the final RAW of 2015, which makes this the final RAW post-show of 2015. Did WWE deliver on making it a great end to the year? Well, we're going to tell you about it. We want to hear what you thought about tonight's episode of RAW, so please give your opinions all throughout the night. We'll be inviting you all throughout the show, and I will tell you how to in just a moment. But first, let me tell you how you can support the RAW Post Show here at Mega Powers Radio. You can do that in the number one way, which is finding us on Patreon, where for as little as $1 a month, you could subscribe to support us through that means, which helps us stay on the air and keep bringing you all the cool content we got. It's really helping us right now. We're going to be having some transitional things happen, and it's really going to aid in making that a smooth process for us. You can also support us just by joining us live here every single Monday by tuning your browsers into megapowersradio.com every single Monday when Raw goes off the air. And if you can't be there at that time, though, we like to make the show available to you. We're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're on TuneIn Radio, YouTube, pretty much anywhere podcasts can be found. We even make it nice and easy for you to find all those things by having a home on smarkoutmoment.com. You head there every week. Links to all these things will be embedded onto a post so you can easily get there. As I said, we're going to be inviting you through all this entire show to participate, and we want to get your opinions about this episode because it's the final one of 2015. It's pretty important. Even had Vince McMahon on the show, Roman Reigns, the return of John Cena, lots of things that they tried to trot out. Did they deliver? We need to know what you're thinking out there. Number one way to do that is with the phone, area code 760-512-7247. We also have the chat room on Block Talk Radio. Shout outs to the cats who got there early. Kalen Ferris, Silent Wind of Doom, Wazili. Thanks, cats, for being there. We also got guest 3230. Whoever the heck you are, why don't you register with blogtalkradio.com if you are a guest or you are just one of the random people listening somewhere else, then you can participate in the chat room, be in two conversations at once, makes it even more fun here on the Raw Post Show Monday night. And also you can join us via Twitter at Raw Post Show and in the Facebook group, The Mega Maniacs, where the conversation continues all throughout the week. In the meantime, we're going to get the show kicked off with us panelists here. Introducing first, my name is Mike Payton, station director here at Mega Powers Radio. And joining me tonight, I have usual cast of gents. We got the leader of SmarkOutMoment.com, Mr. Tony Mango.
Yo, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, pal.
Happy New Year.
Also with us is Mr. Steven Hallwego.
Oh, God, I wish I wasn't here after that fucking abomination.
What has that got to do with here? Why could you not still enjoy being here?
Oh, this Drew, for starters.
Oh, that's a fair point. Well, yeah, also with us here is the number one host, apparently, Drew White.
Yeah? What's up? yeah. Cool. I'm glad everyone's feeling great. You know, like Vince McMahon says, Happy New Year's.
Well, it's a little premature for Happy New Year just yet. We still got a little bit of 2015 here. And I got to say, they got a good Raw a couple weeks ago. I think we were all ecstatic after getting that show. Then they had the Slammies last week, which was a complete nosedive compared to what we got the week before. I was hoping they would at least go upward a bit this week. And I would say a little bit. I mean, like a horsehair's amount. But Not enough that it's going to really make me happy after this 3 hours. But I'm interested to ask you guys, what's your feeling and what the big thing you took away from this show was? Drew, why don't you start us off?
I think the biggest thing that I took away from the show is that not much importance happened. A lot of crap happened. And main event next week, who knows? I bet Roman Reigns retains some way somehow, but fuck. It was a bad episode, but thankfully it didn't take too long to get through it.
It took the same amount of time it does every week.
Exactly.
3 hours and 10 minutes.
I don't know. Sometimes it goes like 3 hours and 20. Thankfully, they kept that 3:10 on lock.
Mr. Wago.
Number one thing I took away was that every segment, they just did the things that had pissed me off the most. Cool. It's like, they had a segment, and I'm like, you know what would really piss me off if they did this? And then they'd do it.
Accurate. Tony, what do you got to say?
WWE had the very, very right idea at the beginning of the show, but the wrong word. They made a big segment out of selective hearing. It should have been selective watching.
I get it.
Because this episode sucked.
Can I take a guess at what segments you didn't watch?
The key is segments.
Yeah, that's what I said. Can I guess what segments you didn't watch?
If you name anything, you're probably right.
Well, I was going to say anything with Sheamus.
That's one of them.
Well, that's two of them.
Anything with Del Rio?
That's two of them?
Yeah, wasn't Sheamus there at the end, too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, you didn't even notice because you weren't watching.
Point proven.
Well, all right. Well, we can see we got a fairly unanimous opinion that this was a negative edition of Raw. As I said, we want to hear what everyone out there is saying. We got a tweet that came in earlier from our good friend at Dane Quinn. Are we supposed to forget that Rusev beat Sheamus, Cena beat Rusev, Del Rio beat Cena, all in U.S. title feuds? That kind of hurt my head there.
Apparently what? So.
Sure.
I forgot Rusev did win the title off Sheamus, so yeah, that did happen.
I think I'm supposed to forget that Sheamus was in one of those. But I don't know about the others.
Yeah, I mean, I'm forgetting what you're talking about here. If it happened more than 2 months ago, I don't know what the heck you're talking about.
Some of that was fucking year ago, man. That was way too long.
Yeah, that's way gone in the wrestling universe world's memory. The only thing they remember from that long ago is Macho Man and Chris Benoit. That's even longer ago, isn't it? Oh. Anyway, we got another tweet here from at Marianne Dowling saying at Raw Post Show, he, and I think they're referring to Vince McMahon, he is as interesting as his daughter. Stay off Raw, get someone with a brain to manage Raw. The authority is ruining Raw.
You know. Meh.
No? Nothing else?
I don't know. I wouldn't say ruining it, but that definitely didn't help tonight.
I think it's a huge part of it.
Do you think it's going to the well too many times? I mean, Vince McMahon is someone who is not there very often, so I think it's tough to say they're going to the well too many times with him, but I mean, is it just old news for us because we saw it 5 million times back in the day?
Well, I think it's more to do with that. It's like it's not even that it's who the people are, it's this storyline. It's always authority versus the babyface. It's old.
Before, like, the past couple weeks that he was on, when was the last time he was actually on Raw and actually was a part of a storyline? Was it the Survivor Series, like, traditional one where the authority lost control or
yes.
Something along those lines?
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It makes sense to bring Vince in. Vince is a name that will catch the eye of someone who possibly doesn't watch every week, so I understand the idea of it. But at that point, that's like bringing in Brock Lesnar, bringing in The Undertaker, like, to come in as well. Some people will catch on, but if you keep on doing it eventually and the results don't turn out the way you want it to or people don't like it, then eventually it'll just run stale.
Let's talk about Vince's role tonight. So we know he came out a few weeks ago, got in Roman Reigns' face, ended up doing the stupidest thing he could have done, which was give Roman Reigns a title match. We'll talk about this again later. Why heels do this? They always look like such idiots when they get themselves fooled into these things. Vince actually comes up to start the show. So, starting it hot. Vince comes out. Crowd loves him. People have such respect for Vince McMahon. He calls out Roman Reigns. But Roman is not having anything to do with what Vince is saying. He's just laughing him off or just keeping a straight face. Like, Roman doesn't care what Vince has to say. Until Vince starts making it personal and talking about how he used to employ Roman Reigns' father and uncle, the Wild Samoans, Afa and Sika. I think a great line Vince had in this was, just need you to remember, you're just one generation removed from a bone through your nose, pal. It's like, that's just as embarrassing for you, Vince McMahon. That's the kind of thing that you would put out on your show.
Well, honestly, I think the reference is lost on a lot of people now, too.
I don't think many people knew that. I don't even think I really knew that going into this.
Yes and no. I mean, New York is their old homestead. I mean, you probably got a lot of old-timers who used to go to the Garden back in the day.
Yeah. I bet some of the crowd understood that, but it was lost over my head. Someone had to explain that to me, but I mean, it's kind of funny. At least he didn't have, like, the bone through his nose, so.
Imagine the Usos were like that.
Even worse, just imagine if, like, Vince lost, like, some type of bet on, like, one of those, like, shows he did, and he had to put a bone through his nose instead of, like, get his hair cut.
Well, you know who could do a bone through his nose? Is Samoa Joe.
It's because he's Samoan.
Well, it's also because he's got that huge nose.
Oh, then they'd have to cut a promo about how they're related and everything.
Is it too flat, or do you think it's out there enough to actually stick a bone through it?
I don't know. The only bone you get fucking stuck in there is a chicken bone at flat. The buffet.
All right, well, eventually this gets to a point where Roman's hurt enough, and he casually pushes Vince McMahon down. And Vince all of a sudden is like, my neck. Stephanie McMahon runs down towards the ring, bringing some police down with her, who seem to be coming down and following her every call until she's like, arrest this man. And then all of a sudden the cop's like, nah, no, I don't do what you say. Why did he come down with her then? Whatever. So they puts up this big scene. Stephanie's like, what, you're not going to do what I say? Of course you're going to do it. Look, he pushed my father. You better do something about this. Suddenly that escalates to a point where the cop says, you better calm down or I'm going to arrest you. Suddenly Vince McMahon is fine. He's like, yeah, I'm doing good. He even acknowledges, like, yeah, I'm fine now. It's cool. Don't worry about that. And he tries to calm the situation down by talking the cop down. And eventually the cop does the same thing to him. Vince McMahon gets riled up, eventually to the point where he grabs the guy. All of a sudden, everything's just hit too far. Vince McMahon realizes, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. But too late. Cops come to Vince McMahon, put the cuffs on him, take him out to the car. Cop car drives away while Stephanie is just screaming, dead! Dead! That was a less annoying impression of it, I would say. It was horrific the way she was screaming for him as he was leaving. It's like a banshee. But It was, wow. We've done a lot of these people getting arrested segments before. I mean, it happened like every other week with Stone Cold back in the Attitude Era. I remember Undertaker being carted out in handcuffs was fun one time. You stopping for donuts? That was a good one. I feel like it was just maybe a year or two ago, we saw Stephanie McMahon being taken out in handcuffs. Remember that was when Triple H was like, hey, what is that, a hybrid?
Yeah, that was a good line.
That was such a more fun addition compared to tonight's.
But what was it that was so bad about this?
Like, okay, this opening segment was just terrible television. And
you said this was one of the worst things you've ever seen on TV in general.
Yeah, it was fucking bad. And I mean, like, if we're comparing,
exaggerate for the time, or
I was probably exaggerating a little bit, but like, let's be real. As far as television shows go, that was some of the worst fucking acting I've ever seen. And I get that it's meant to be a little hokey, it's pro wrestling and they're bad guys, but fuck, who the hell runs down to the microphone to check on their loved one with a microphone? This segment was dumb as shit.
Especially with their music playing.
Yeah, there were so many fucking little flaws like that, but then when you just get down to the nitty-gritty, it was just bad. The dialogue was bad, how it was paced was bad. It was a clusterfuck at most times. It was just constant bickering between the police and the McMahons. There was nothing about that set anything up, really. Like, that's the whole point of the opening segment. It's meant to set up the rest of the show. It didn't do fucking anything. It led to a segment to set up another segment.
Man, fuck you. That cop could have been a late contender for the worst ancillary character.
Yeah, that's for sure. Shit, that guy was, like, really hamming it up. Just kind of like, hey, well, you don't fucking tell me what to do. I'm a fucking cop.
No, I'm not doing it.
Ugh.
No.
This whole thing was just, like, I don't know. I mean, it's not the worst thing I've ever seen. It's not something that if you would have put somebody else in there would have necessarily been better or anything. I just didn't care to begin with. I'm not into this Vince McMahon versus Roman Reigns feud. I'm into Roman Reigns versus Triple H. at least a little bit. Like, I kind of want to see one match between them, but I don't want to see that drag out until WrestleMania. I don't want to see Vince McMahon look like a... I mean, Stephanie even called him... What was it? Like, outside of that. What is it called? Like a geriatric week-old man or something like that. And it was just like... Back in the day when he was against Austin, he had not only, like, more believability to actually put some kind of hands on Austin and do something to him, but at the same time, he was the authority figure. And Vince hasn't been on screen so long that even though we know that he's the guy in charge, the average wrestling fan doesn't have that association with him anymore. So now when he comes out and he threatens Roman Reigns, who cares? It's up to Triple H to be the one that actually does something. So he just looks like an old fool, and Roman Reigns isn't the best guy to be able to, like, play off of that. So he's not looking like he's super entertaining in relation to it, and Stephanie yakking on like that, that's just ear-grating and annoying. And going back and forth between Renee Young and stuff tonight, it was just, we're going to show you something later. All right. Why can't you show it to me now? And then what does it lead up to? Vince McMahon getting in his car and leaving you go back to the arena. All right, well then, the whole build-up, like Wagyu said, it's supposed to set up something. All it set up was keep watching until later, keep watching until later, and Vince McMahon is going to cut a promo about how you need to defend the title. Couldn't he have just said that in the opening of the night and we moved on to something else?
No, then you wouldn't be able to have all these segments throughout the night.
Oh, well, that would have been awesome.
And it's not, well, it's not like that was just the only segment at the end. I'm just trying to, like... see both sides of this here. And in defense of the Vince McMahon character, isn't there something like special to like, someone who's not there that much and almost sort of mysterious, especially to like a higher power than that? Like, isn't he sort of the emperor to Triple H and Stephanie being the Darth Vader?
To an extent, but at the same time, the emperor was cool because the emperor shocked the fuck out of Luke. And when
that'd
I start seeing
Vince McMahon, started shooting lightning out of his hands.
If he starts doing that, I'll fucking be in.
He's kind of got the same wrinkles as the Emperor had.
Look, actually, you know, if you're going to bring up a relation to Emperor Palpatine, I'll bring up another Star Wars thing to illustrate what's disappointing about it. Vince back then was the Emperor. Mm. Vince right now is Supreme Leader Snoke.
Oh, God.
Disappointing. And not anywhere near as big as what he looks like he's supposed to be.
Hmm. Well, then. Well, we had our story with that. Vince McMahon went to jail. We had updates all throughout the night with Renee Young standing in front, looking adorable in her little news reporter outfit. That was about the benefit we got out of that. Our main event that we had for the night was John Cena making his big triumphant return in the Barclays Center in New York. Odd choice, especially considering I think they were just in Boston recently. I guess it was just a scheduling thing that they decided to do it that night. Actually, he returned last night at MSG, one night earlier for the house show. So the people who went to that show got a little surprise, a little early preview of John Cena coming back. He faced Alberto Del Rio, originally not advertised for the United States title, but John Cena, using his clever trickery, convinces Alberto Del Rio to put that title on the line, which I don't understand why these heels keep falling for this. Del Rio, who came out like a ball of fire tonight, he had a lot of energy when he first got on the mic. I actually was really digging what he had when he first came out, and then he made himself look like such a goof when he accepted. All right, yeah. You want a title match? Well, you got one.
You know what really got me was at one point, I'm pretty sure Del Rio even says, I'm not going to fall for your trick, Cena. And he falls for his trick in the end still. Like a fool.
I'm not going to fall for your trick, Cena, but what about if then Cena just like goes and says the same insult, but just slightly differently? Oh, that's it. I'm going to wrestle you for the title.
Wasn't this announced for the title, though?
Never.
I could have sworn the graphic that was up on the screen said United States Championship on it.
I'm pretty sure Big Show had a gun.
Didn't they say last week that he was going to defend the title?
Nope.
No. I thought they did too, but turns out that never happened.
No, I remember specifically the graphic had nothing about the United States title, and I was confused because I was like, is this not for the title? Because shouldn't it be?
You'd think that it would have been for the title.
Yeah, it's easy to assume it should have been, but I never saw any advertisement for it being for the title.
That's weird. I went into this just flat out going, oh, well, we're going to get that U.S. title match tonight, right? And then when they announced that it wasn't for it, I was just like, wait, they just decided to change their mind? I thought that this was already announced ahead of time. Like, so,
does this count as the rematch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see why it wouldn't.
Yeah, but under the flimsy kind of WWE rules, it counts as the rematch, but since Cena won by DQ, he gets another match. Unless they don't want to. You know?
Well, they might make him do some kind of stupid match where he has to earn it, where he beats Wade Barrett or some crap.
More than likely.
Any thoughts about this match, though? John Cena, as we said, gets the victory via disqualification after interference by the League of Nations. No surprise there. Usos come out for the save. Roman Reigns comes out as well. Okay. I guess this sets up John Cena to go against the battle against League of Nations so he can get the USA chance, as we all expected.
You know how I was saying earlier that they did everything to piss me off?
Mm-hmm.
This was a prime example of that. So, I'm like, man, this will be good. This will be good as long as we don't get a fuck finish, the League of Nations doesn't show up, and we just get some finality to this match. I don't care if he cheats. I don't care if there's a ref bump and he does something devious. Just don't let it be a clusterfuck of wrestlers going in the ring. And that's exactly what we fucking got. And that whole sequence of every League of Nations member running in, I literally called every move they were going to do as they did it, move for move. Fucking too many times, predictable bullshit.
So I'm curious, with the League of Nations out there, did you call the International?
Well, always call the International.
I mean, that's a given. So, they are international.
You know what bugged me about this a lot, actually? Wasn't even necessarily the match itself, although I totally agree with Wago. You don't do just the stupid DQ finish and all that kind of crap, but the stalling for it. Like, we spent how long setting up this whole, you want the match? Well, you're going to get the match or whatever. It was like, all right, as soon as you're starting this, it's either going to end with you got the match that you're asking for or a beatdown. Just do it already. Like, tonight's episode was a lot of, like, can you just fucking move on? Like, can you just do it already? And then, of course, this is like a match that ends in a way that stalls for another match in the future. So it was like, it was kind of all for nothing. And then they even stalled it in a way that I don't disagree that they would put this on the card in some capacity. But what was their philosophy to put the tribute to Lemmy in the middle of this instead of having it before John Cena came out? Wasn't that just awkward? It was just like, we're going to set up this whole thing to get this match going and all that. And then when we come back from the break, there's going to be this match. All right, guys, you ready for the match? Well, hold on a second. And it's like, what? What were the people in the crowd doing at the time? Just sitting there watching them stand in the ring?
What I'll give them credit for is that segment was much better than this one.
Sadly, it was.
Yeah, I was enjoying seeing all those old pictures of all those times Lemmy did stuff.
I'm not even a music guy. I have no connection to Motorhead and all that other kind of stuff, but I enjoyed that so much more than I did pretty much anything on this episode. It was like, oh, that's nice that you're giving tribute to that guy. Cool. Thumbs up. Oh, Raw's back.
Oh, Del Rio's in the ring.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ow.
All right. Well, with that all being done, let's invite all you out there to get more involved in the show. We're going to start opening up the phone lines. We already got a few people on there waiting patiently. We appreciate y'all doing so. We're going to try to get time for all of you, so please keep waiting patiently. Everyone else, continue using the chat room on Blog Talk Radio. Tweet to us at Raw Post Show. We actually got another tweet from at Dane Quinn. It's a picture of him playing Words with Friends. It's an alert coming up that says, sorry, Uso is not an acceptable word to play. He tried to play Uso in Words with Friends.
I think you can only play that if somebody plays ooh and you play so.
Or you gotta play oos. Sometimes put the O after that.
Well, let's take on our first caller. They are calling from 609-462. We got 609462 on the line. Who's that there?
Yo, it's Jaden. I'm back.
What? Oh, Jaden! Back to end up the year, you son of a bitch.
What's shaking, man?
You guys said earlier, did they end 2015 off in a good note? And I say, hell no. They did not end it off on a good note. It was horrible.
Amen. You are right.
What was the worst parts of the show? Run it down.
Well, Kofi Kingston versus Kalisto. It's a mix between Kofi Kingston and Kalisto and Big Show returning. I mean, that was horrible. That was like, it was just a bunch of jobbers in the ring talking about how they wish they were John Cena. Like, shut up. Get out of the ring.
You know, I didn't even realize that was a return for Big Show. Like, I didn't really enjoy the time he was away. It was just like, oh, okay, it's Big Show.
Yeah, Big Show. Like, and you know the funny thing about it was, weren't they saying, retire? They were, like, screaming retire.
Please retire, yeah.
Yeah. There was, and I was just agreeing with them. I was like, oh my gosh. He's not exciting. Ryback and Big Show are not exciting to me.
I think the Please Retire chant's been going on for quite a while now.
I feel like they've been doing that since the last time they were in New York, which was around SummerSlam.
Yeah? I recall that being a thing then.
Probably the best part about Raw. Oh man, this is hard. The first part of Raw, which was first of all, it was terrible acting. You knew they were acting. So, and it was just horrible. But that was honestly the best part about Raw, was the first part when Vince McMahon got arrested. I mean, there was no good I feel like there was no good matches. And, I mean, you could say that John Cena versus Alberto Del Rio, that was okay. The best match, I could say, probably was Neville versus Kevin Owens. That was the best one.
It probably was the best match. It was 20 seconds long. It was probably the best match. Yeah.
Just 16 seconds, that was the best match. Like, that's so sad. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to tell WWE. They lost probably the best superstar they could probably have, which is Seth Rollins. I think he is the best superstar. He was the best superstar. But it's unfortunate that he had to, he injured himself. And I can't wait for him to come back because WWE is really suffering without him.
Are you feeling Roman Reigns? Also, are you on the Reigns train?
Yeah, I love Roman Reigns. I mean, I like this guy, but I want to see him turn heel, for God's sake. Please. I just want him to turn heel already.
Well, there you hear it, folks. People want Roman Reigns to turn heel. Jaden, early prediction for next week. Do you think Roman Reigns is going to be able to overcome the odds as he has to face Sheamus for his WWE title with Vince McMahon as the referee?
I'm going to say yeah. There's no reason why the boring kid Sheamus will win the title. I mean, he's very boring, so it doesn't even matter. Roman's going to win the title. And hashtag, we need Adam from What Culture for the creative team, please. I'm begging.
All right, Jaden, we're going to move on here. We got a lot of callers waiting patiently. It was good to hear you again, man, though. I hope you had a great holiday season. You have a happy new year. Happy new year, pal!
You too!
Bye, guys.
Take care, man. All right, before we bring on the next caller, we're going to transition back to ourselves here for just a minute. Remind everyone out there, if you want to dial in, area code 760-512-7247. We're going to try to make time for every single caller we got there. So please, everyone, just keep waiting patiently, and we'll try to get y'all in. Guys, bringing it back to us, I want to talk about that match that Jaden just mentioned was quite possibly the best match of the night. First match of the night, Kevin Owens versus Neville.
Yeah. It's quite a slobber knocker to put on there.
First off, I got to
talk about a barn burner, man. I mean, I was on the edge of my seat from minute one to minute two.
I like the part where the crowd chanted, "This is awesome."
Fast-paced, high-intensity match, nonstop, no rest throughout.
So, first off, Kevin Owens gets the jobber entrance, which, if you don't know what that means, it means they come back from commercial break, and he's just in the ring. You might hear his music playing, but he doesn't get an actual entrance. He's just there when you come back from commercial. Generally seen as a thing of disrespect. They've been doing it to more higher up, so I don't think it's a thing to really worry about that it's happened to Kevin Owens. But just something to note. He goes off against Neville, who gets his full entrance, because he's got to do the display that he's holding up the Slammy that he won last week. This is Neville getting retribution for Kevin Owens shit-talking him after he presented... or after Neville won the breakout star of the year. I don't think Kevin Owens presented it. That would have been awkward. Match lasts all of, as Jaden said, I guess it was 16 seconds. I don't know what the exact time on it, but it was short. Neville tries to go for a red arrow really early on in the match, but he misses it. Kevin Owens gets out of the way. Kevin Owens goes for a pop-up powerbomb, but Neville reverses it into a roll-up for the pin, just under 20 seconds. Kevin Owens is pissed. He just beats the living piss out of Neville, throws him all over the outside into the ring corner. Dean Ambrose comes down for the save, but Neville's already had his ass kicked. Mean streak of Kevin Owens continues to be shown and sets up a little beef between Kevin Owens and Dean Ambrose to continue on later in the night when Kevin Owens comes and attacks Dean Ambrose and puts him through a table, which was pretty cool. But guys, what do you got to say about this match? Besides how awesome it was.
Fuck this show. Seriously, this is one of those other things that pissed me off. This was your Intercontinental Champion. He is challenging for the title. He fucking lost in less than a minute. Yeah, fuck this show.
See, it's not like he lost... how can I say this? It was kind of like... a surprise.
Okay, it was fluky, but...
It was fluky, yes.
It was unnecessary.
And afterward, he beat the shit out of him. So it's not like he looked weak. I'd still say the
strongest person still so unnecessary, though.
Kevin Owens. I mean, would you have rather had Neville, like, wrestle a 10-minute match and then pin him with a red arrow?
Yep. At least it'd be competitive. That shit was obnoxious.
I think at this point in the night, I didn't really hate what happened. And I knew that there would be some kind of like, especially when Dean Ambrose came out, it was like, all right, well, Dean Ambrose is going to have a match later on and Kevin Owens is going to come back out, you know, for sure. That I was okay with. But when I look back on the rest of the card that they gave us, like the opening segment was annoying to me. That dragged on way too long. And then we cut to this and it was like, oh, we're going to get a match? Oh, no, we're not. Okay, well, maybe the rest of the card will be interesting. Maybe this U.S. title match that I thought apparently we were going to get, which apparently we weren't at first. Maybe that'll be great. Maybe this six-man tag will be great, whatever. And it just kind of ended up being like, by the end of the night, I realized that everything on this episode was kind of shitty. So looking back on it, like, that wasn't bothersome at the time, but knowing what was to come later on, now I don't like it as much as I did before.
Silent Wind of Doom in the chat room saying, the theme of tonight, faces coming to the rescue when other faces have already been beaten down for 3 to 5 minutes. That happened quite a few times.
Yeah, that is true.
I think that they would try to watch out for each other. The only team that seems to really do that is Team Bad. You know why?
Unity! God, I hate that so fucking much.
I hate both of us right now. Yeah. All right, let's take it to the phone lines once again. Let's take on our next caller. This person is calling in from the 407 area code. It's caller 407. You're live on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. Who's there?
Good evening, Peyton. This is Robert from APM.
Ah, Robert from APM. What's shaking, Robert from APM? I'm just kidding. It's Awesome Piano Man. What's shaking, man?
From APM, yeah. I'm doing awesome, man. How are you?
Oh, we're all tremendous, dude. We're always happy to be here on Mega Powers Radio. A little, you know, bitchy about Raw if we get that way from time to time, but always happy to hear from you, man. How are you doing? Tremendous outro that you sent us in recently.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that a lot. But yeah, I mean, Raw, I mean, yeah, I was really happy about Raw.
You're happy about Raw? All right, well, here we go. This is going to add some levity to everything here. What did you think about it? Like, what did you like? What did you, is there anything that particularly stuck out to you that made you happy about it?
Yeah, I loved it when it ended, and then I can go home.
Well, were you watching it somewhere that wasn't home?
Yeah, I was watching it with my sister. I was I was on the way back from shopping. I went to FYE, and I think it was because of you and Tony that with you guys gushing over BB-8, I actually got a Funko Pop BB-8, and I was like, ah, sweet.
Yeah.
So I watched. Yeah, so I went. Then I went to watch Raw, and I was getting really like, "What's going on tonight?" I mean, Tony knows that I was messaging him throughout the night. And I was like, the stuff that I was like pointing out the high points for me was like the high points for me was like Ryback burping during his promo, the League of Nations joining in with the wave, and that's pretty much it.
I think I would have had more fun watching you play with a Funko BB-8 than watching Raw.
Which is going to be weird because you can't really play with a Funko Pop.
Still would have been more entertaining.
Yeah, but hey, man, it's a bobblehead.
Oh, well. Sheamus has a bobblehead, too.
I know, right? That's all it does.
I actually didn't even notice that the crowd was doing a wave, so when I saw the League of Nations doing the wave at the end of their match, I was like, what the hell are these jokers doing?
Joking.
Yeah, they're just joining in. I was like, I give hats off to them for actually pandering to the crowd instead of letting ignore them totally.
Well, it's almost also kind of like mocking them back, like, yeah, you were doing this to us, but hey, we're the winners, and now we're going to do the mocking. That actually makes a lot more sense now that I've seen it. Yeah, not a fun night. So next week we got Roman Reigns versus Vince McMahon next week. That'd be amazing. Roman Reigns versus Sheamus with Vince McMahon as a special guest referee. Any thoughts for that?
I mean, I was thinking about a metaphor while I was doing it. I'm actually ironing right now while you guys are doing the show.
Oh.
And I'm ironing out,
multitasker.
Ironing out the wrinkles.
Freaking Iron Man.
Yeah, I'm ironing
here.
Out the wrinkles, and I'm thinking. I'm thinking that Raw should also iron out the wrinkles, and I think Vince McMahon should not be there anymore.
Are you saying Vince McMahon is the wrinkles?
Actually great.
He's wrinkly?
Yeah.
Are you calling him old and geriatric?
Yeah.
I don't think he likes that.
Yeah, old and come on, he's crazy!
How long have you been watching Awesome Piano Man?
Watching what, Raw or...
Yeah, well, wrestling in general.
Or what do you mean?
Oh, this just as
wrestling in general. Probably the Stone Cold era.
Okay.
After he became champion.
Okay, so you watched a lot of these police taking a person out segments. What was so bad about this one compared to those ones?
I mean, I think that I read a post somewhere that someone said that the best actor of that whole segment in the beginning was actually Roman Reigns.
He just stood there and just basically did nothing.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he did that little, like, I thought it was actually kind of funny when he snuck that mic in to let the cop, let's hear what the cop was saying. I thought that was pretty funny.
So I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to start asking all the callers because I miss Jaden, but I'm going to ask you, what is your New Year's resolution for 2016 with wrestling?
Man, I have no resolutions for that. I think maybe just I'm still gonna be tuning into you guys. I really appreciate what you guys have done for the year. It was really awesome. I mean, I can't stop listening to how stupid the outros were, but they're awesome. Man. I love Uncle Tony. I love the the Atunga theme and the Atunga family, the a fantasy league. Oh man!
Well, we like, just
I keep on hitting rewind. I'm like,
we just recorded the SmackTalk Awards last night. We're getting that in the final stages of processing. That should be up soon. We had a lot of fun doing that. We actually do a video version of it, so you're gonna get to see all of our ridiculous faces, cracking up, making jokes, talking about all those outros we did and all the inside jokes that we have throughout the shows that maybe if you don't understand, you'll get a little explanation behind it on those. But awesome, PM, man, you are one of our longest and most loyal fans. We always appreciate your support, so we look forward to having your friendship and you around with us in 2016 as well.
Well, likewise, guys. Appreciate you guys for what you're doing, and I wish you a happy new year.
You too as well, man. Happy New Year!
Happy pal. New Year!
Happy New Year!
Awesome, PM. We'll catch you on the flip side, man.
All right, buddy. Have a good night.
Always good to hear from awesome piano man. All right, we're going to keep the show rolling here for just a second with us. As I said, we'll come back to you callers. We're going to try to make time for every single person. We're still only halfway through the show here. If you want to get on, there's still plenty of time. Dial area code 760-512-7247. We had a Divas match tonight, fellas. Becky Lynch versus Sasha Banks. A match that was a totally kick-ass match we had last year on an NXT TakeOver special. Would they be able to deliver tonight on Raw? No. Not anywhere close. Unfortunately, the crowd really did not even give them a chance, which is a shame because of how much I know the Brooklyn crowd absolutely loves Sasha. And I would think they love Becky too. But they were booing them pretty early on in this match. Finally, later on, they seemed like they were getting a little bit more into it as the energy picked up in it. They got some interference from Team Bad, which eventually led to Sasha Banks being able to hit the roll-up and get the pin. So, Sasha Banks getting a big victory, I guess. At least they tried to make this seem like this was an important match between the two of them. I don't know if it fully delivered as far as the performance and the way the crowd made it seem, but it was, I gotta say, it's at least more than they generally give the Divas matches on Raw, so I gotta give them that much.
So, I will say one thing about this match.
Hmm?
A year ago, most of these matches weren't that good. This was average. I mean, it was a decent match just in general. I just think the issue is with the Unity group. I'm not a fan of them. They really need Sasha to go out on her own. She's a great performer. Mm-hmm. She doesn't need to. The only time she picks up a win, it's never clean. It's only when there's some type of interference, which I think it's dumb. You know, she doesn't need Naomi and Tamina. No one needs Naomi and Tamina on their side in most cases. So just don't get why they keep on resorting to her only picking up wins via just cop-outs eventually.
I have to agree with Drew. Sasha Banks would be a lot better off on her own. I don't mind her winning by crooked means, but the whole "tis a team bad" or whatever it's called, fucking terrible.
No, I have no issue. She's a heel. You know, heels will win via crooked means. I'm fine with that. It's just every single week. You can only do the same trick every single week so many times.
It's the same reason why Seth Rollins looks so weak. It's just a pitfall that WWE falls into constantly. This match itself started off very good, but it fell flat somewhere in the middle, and it hurt it. So I was actually really into it and really disappointed. I thought these girls were going to actually go out there and tear the house down.
See, I didn't care anything about the feud whatsoever. I don't care about Becky Lynch and Charlotte. So the pre-match interview was just sort of like, you know, again, like, just move on. Let me just see the match. Because the match, I was actually interested because I like both of them a lot. And beginning of the match was good. End of the match was good. Middle of the match, it just dragged on a little bit too long. And like you were saying earlier, Peyton, I mean, this wasn't anywhere near as good as their TakeOver match.
And so we know, it's like we know these girls are capable.
Right, yeah. So it's no, like, no shitting on Sasha and Becky, like, well, these two don't have good chemistry together or they can't put on a good match or anything like that. They clearly can. But they were just off today, and I don't know. Maybe that was part of, like, my own perception because of not being into this night. Like, you've already kind of annoyed me. I'm already kind of tuning out here and there, and if you're not giving me something good to revitalize me, I'm going to be a little bit down on everything. So it could be a little bit on me, but at the same time, how am I supposed to get really that into it when Sasha, she did a good enough job. It was just like, I'm from Boston, fuck you all. Why didn't Naomi get the mic? And she was just like, this stank ass, whatever. And I'm like, I don't fucking care.
There is one positive that I take away from this match. Becky Lynch's entrance. I don't know if she's had that full entrance on Raw before, but they did a good job. I liked the steam. I liked that they had the steampunk gears in her Minitron. Looked pretty cool.
Is she officially Becky the Steampunk?
Jesus Christ, we're not doing this.
God damn it.
All right, well, we're going to go on transition into bringing on another caller. This one also calls from the 609. I can only guess who this might be. Caller from 609, you're live on the Raw Post Show. Who's there?
What's up, you guys?
What's up? Chanel. What's up, Chanel? What's shaking, man? What'd you think about Raw tonight?
It wasn't that good, man. Honestly, I'm getting tired of it. Terrible night, man. Sucked.
It's been rough. We've all been pretty down on Raw the last few weeks, except for that one. I should say the last few months, except for that one Raw we had a couple weeks ago. Really hoping to end 2015 on a high note. Did not. At least they're trying to tease that we might have a high note for 2016 to start. But what were some of your lowest points of the night on the show tonight?
Lowest points? Pretty much the whole night, with the exception of maybe the Divas match, and that's it. The rest of the night, the whole night pretty much sucked. I didn't really have a high point.
Oof. Well, what we got going on next week is Roman Reigns versus Sheamus. Vince McMahon is the ref. What do you predict for that?
I could honestly see Sheamus winning, but I don't know, something's going to go on, interference from the League of Nations and Dean Ambrose and all that, you know, bullshit, and Roman Reigns somehow retains that night.
I've been asking other callers, what is your wrestling resolution for 2016? Something that you're going to do for 2016 that's wrestling related.
All right. Retire Vince McMahon. That's a friend of mine.
Yeah, a friend of yours. Okay.
Yeah.
Retire Vince McMahon. You're going to do that personally.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Spoilers for next week.
That would have been totally shocking if Chanel came in on Raw and retired Vince McMahon. Talk about unpredictable television.
If you're retired, just remember, it's coming to me.
All
right,
cool.
Jaden, the hype beast. He's so stupid.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, then. All right, well, we got to keep the ball moving here. We got lots of other callers here. Always good to hear. Good to hear from both of you tonight. We haven't heard from you in a while. Good to know you're still doing well. Have a happy new year, guys.
All right, babe.
Happy new year. All right. Yeah, I think he did. Cool. All right. We had a match between Kalisto and Kofi Kingston. I don't have much going on in this match. It just sort of ended. Kalisto gets the victory. Xavier Woods gets all angry. Xavier Woods challenges Sin Cara to face Big E. So we got a match up next with Sin Cara versus Big E. Good thing the wrestlers have booking rights. Like, the referee snapped into attention. All right, I guess we're having a match. Let's do it. And then we had that match, Sin Cara versus Big E. Big note out of this. Shocking headlines, folks. Sin Cara gets injured during match.
Bum, bum, bum.
I swear that mask is cursed. During this match, Big E sweeps Sin Cara's legs out from underneath him while he's standing up on the apron. Sin Cara crashes down onto the mat floor. He lands pretty roughly on his shoulder, too. As soon as I saw him take that spill, I was like, oh, that looked rough. And then he was pointing to his shoulder. They were all trying to avoid going after him. Credits to him. He finished the match. Whether he's legitimately hurt or not, I haven't heard any follow-up, but it certainly seemed like he was given the impression of that.
Match got more interesting when he got injured.
Oh, it added such a better dynamic to the match. Like, this would have been total shit, actually, if this didn't happen.
Yeah, the commentary actually, like, picked up a bit during this as well, because they were really selling that, man, he's just, like, running around and his, like, right arm is just, like, flailing around because he has no control of it. So it definitely added a dynamic to the match that didn't really have much going for it beforehand, so... Is it me, or is the New Day just not as good as what they used to be?
Oh, they are nowhere near as good as they used to be. I thought their promo tonight was horse shit.
What?
Yeah.
I loved it. I thought it was hilarious. Mm. Kofi Kingston saying, we're going to fight your children, and they're like, what the fuck? And you got to admit you laughed at it. He's raffling.
No.
No.
Oh, I thought that was funny as hell. You guys are a bunch of...
Well, internet, you thought it was funny, of course.
Ah, maybe they just keep doing that same, whoo! Whoo!
That I'm not too big of a fan of. I'll admit that. They gave the trombone a name tonight, Francesca.
Oh, Jesus.
Adding that to my list of ancillary characters for next year.
Oh, God. So, Sin Cara gets hurt. This puts Kalisto in an interesting spot. If he actually is hurt to where he has to be out for any extended period of time. Think Kalisto could have a shot in the singles run, or are they just gonna give him the treatment where they just have him disappear in the sidelines because his tag partner's hurt?
Maybe we'll have him do commentary like that Uso did.
I mean, let's all be honest here. The whole reason they were put together as a tag team was to launch Kalisto. Like, no one gave a shit about the career of Sin Cara in this whole thing. So this just kind of expedites it.
Yeah. I thought that they would have done more with the... Build him up more in the tag team division. Maybe give him a couple title runs before they really give him a shot at his own. Because he's fairly young, if I remember looking at Wikipedia correctly. So, I don't think he's an old guy. I think you have time to let him groom a little bit before you give him a big run. So, if they do put him off to the side, it'd be a shame. But he's not going to go anywhere, so they could just do it.
Kind of feel bad for Sin Cara, though. I mean, if the Lucha Dragons doesn't work out, he's going nowhere. That's it for him, you know?
No, he's a mask. They'll keep him around.
So the mask is cursed, right?
The mask has to be cursed. They had to, like, dig that out of some temple somewhere. They're just like, ah, no, it's fine. Just give it to him.
Yeah, they know. They
maybe this is tied into Lucha Underground, and they're going to, like, reveal this ancient mask that was buried and WWE dug it up with some, like, crazy bullshit.
That'd be way too cool.
Does Miz Disease have a new mask, or does he have, like, the same...
Maybe that's
like,
what's wrong with the mask. It's infected with Miz Disease. can we just... I just need to state this one thing, that the guy under the hood right now finished the match with whatever happened to his arm, and the original Sin Cara stopped a match because...
He broke a finger.
He bent his finger back a little bit.
I remember that. Del Rio was pissed when that happened in that match, too. I think Del Rio gave him a few hard shots after that.
I think Del Rio was the one that broke it, and then he was like, oh, you fucking pussy.
No. I'm pretty sure he just did, like, a moonsault off the ropes, and he just, like, hit his finger on his head, and it just bent.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, Del Rio shot him.
was it the Big Show's gun?
I'm pretty sure he shot him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he shot him tonight on Raw, too.
I'm pretty sure he shot him as the United States champion.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he used a sniper rifle and shot him in the shoulder. That was what's wrong with him.
God, how much more exciting would that addition of Raw be?
Who shot Sin Cara? It becomes the next big mystery going all the way into WrestleMania.
He'll show my age a little bit. We could just tie this into Who Shot JR and bring him back.
Yeah, but they fuck it up and it'd be Hornswoggle.
Yeah.
How come they never did that? Who Shot JR?
I think it's because they realized no kid would know what Dallas is. Drew right now is like, what's Dallas?
You mean Diamond Dallas Page?
No, Dallas is that one city that WrestleMania 32 is going to be in.
Oh, okay. Well, he's right there. All right, let's take out another caller here. We're going to go to the 917 area code for this next one. Caller from 917, you're live on the Raw Post Show. Who's there?
Hey, it's here.
Who's that? Who's there?
Here.
Eric?
Peter, Petrini.
Oh, Peter, what's shaking, dude? You were at Raw tonight, yeah?
What's up, guys? I was at Raw, yeah.
Oh, man, what was it like there?
We had some good moments, and then we had those very long commercials.
Very long commercials. Yeah, I know when you go to those live shows sometimes, they really overdo it.
Say that again?
I know when you go to those live events, they really overdo it sometimes with all the things that they're putting on, trying to promote new shows they have coming on and whatever they got going.
We must have seen the DVD commercials 100 times.
Oh, goodness. What was the crowd reaction to all the events tonight? I mean, coming across on TV, there was a lot of things the crowd was just shitting over. How did it come across on the
we were. We were shitting over a lot, guys. There's no hiding that.
Peter, what was the instance that happened with the little the Lemmy promo? What happened with, like, the Del Rio match? Did everybody just kind of sit there and watch the promo, or were they doing something to keep the crowd interested?
I don't think we were I think we were actually paying attention during Del Rio's promo. I don't think I don't remember saying anything, because I was thinking exactly what you thought, Tony, that this was going to end in DQ or Women's Nation joining. Well, Steven Wang, excuse me.
So I think what he's saying is nobody really cared that the match was delayed because everyone knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, we knew
there
was always going to be. Either Cena wins or they get DQ.
Yeah, so it's just like, oh, all right, let's...
My very bold prediction of John Cena joining Ring of Nation, which is very bold.
Yeah, that was never going to happen.
He was just saying it was a bold prediction.
Everyone turned heel. Actually, when Will went off the air, they teased Roman Reigns and John Cena turned heel on each other.
Really? See, I was speculating that Roman Reigns and John Cena could potentially be a match for WrestleMania this year.
Right.
So maybe they were teasing that to test out how the crowd would go after it.
I think they were teasing it off air to see if it would work.
And how'd the crowd go?
And then they just beat up the League of Nations.
Oh.
We were on the edge of our seats to see if it was going to turn.
Hmm.
I think a lot of people still thought it was live. Which I knew it was off air by that time, so I knew it wasn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm. So, were you participating in the wave that was going on during the League of Nations match?
I actually didn't notice the wave was going on. I was a little too high up.
Oh.
I noticed the first time I noticed is when League of Nations were on the ramp, because I was in the entranceway, but high up.
Yeah, I saw your pictures that you posted in the Mega Maniacs Facebook group. I saw you were also dressed up like Dean Ambrose. Good costume.
Yeah.
You got any compliments there? Anybody take a picture with you thinking you're Dean Ambrose? No?
Are you talking to the title, or are you talking to me?
Well, I'm asking you, did anybody take a picture of you thinking that you're Dean Ambrose?
No, but a lot of people took a picture of me thinking I was Bray Wyatt when I was at SummerSlam.
No.
That's cool.
That was a really cool costume,
too. You recall
too.
That?
Yeah, I do. That was a good costume, too.
Thank you.
I usually try to make it out whenever they do these shows locally.
You guys have the asylum now.
Yeah.
Shout out. Thank you very much for the sign me up. I'm gonna have to put something up on the website about that a little bit later on.
Peter, I'm curious. Did they announce anything about SummerSlam tickets?
No, but the night before WrestleMania, they're gonna be back at the Barclays Center.
Really?
The night before the Monday, the go home show is gonna be at the Barclays Center.
Oh shit! I have to get tickets for that.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you're not disappointed.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't end with Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar tugging at the title.
No, it's going to end with Roman Reigns and Triple H tugging at a title.
Sweet.
Tucker the tugboat just like running around like, what's going on?
All right, Peter, always good to hear. Anything else on your mind about your live experience tonight?
Well, like I said, we had a lot of lows tonight. And then we had those pickups. You know, like the opening segment was, I think the crowd was into. I think we were into the next segment with Owens and Neville, and then the Divas. We were starting to get in, and I think that match was just way too long for most of us to pay attention to a female match.
Mm.
You know, I think we picked up a New Day, and then we sung for a while.
I have to imagine that Miz TV segment killed you guys.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with that 6-man tag. Like it was. I don't know. I also feel like I said in the Mega Maniacs group, like, we didn't have the Wyatts, we didn't have 3D, we didn't have Charlotte and Paige, we didn't have Breeze and Ziggler, they were all on the other show.
Yep. Yeah, it's an unfortunate thing when they double book. I don't know why they would book another show on the same night as Raw. I get when they want to have two crews for the other nights, but for Raw, everybody should come together for the same building, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, I found that because you guys know I was going to dress up as Braun Strowman.
If I had to guess, it's probably just because they were in New York and they knew that they could, you know, pull more money by doing a double show there because there's a big enough audience.
No, but the other show was in Pennsylvania.
Really?
There's no market in Pennsylvania.
It wasn't like Philly or anything of that nature?
No, it was like Allentown.
Are you kidding me?
They had it somewhere in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it was like somewhere in northern Pennsylvania, nowhere important.
You know, maybe they could have done something interesting if it was actually remotely close to Raw tonight with someone pulling double duties, but yeah, that sounds pretty fucking stupid if you ask me. Never mind.
All right, Peter, we're going to keep the show moving here. Thank you for calling in and giving us a live perspective on it, though. New York is always one of the best places to see a show. I got to go to TakeOver last year there. I'm hoping to catch more of the shows of the three-day weekend when they come back. You just mentioned also that they're going to be there the night before Mania. That's going to be an awesome show. I want to try to get a part of that because...
Are you guys thinking of going to Payback?
Where's Payback at?
New York, New Jersey.
New York, did they say the arena?
Yeah.
Prudential Center, I think.
Wow, we're getting a lot of shows in this area next year.
That's weird.
Payback's a summer one, right? Then we have three shows in August.
Yeah, why would they do Payback around the area and then do SummerSlam around the area, too?
That was weird, too.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff to do in the New York area. I guess because they haven't done much, like, the last 10 years. They're kind of, like, trying to make up for it. All right,
this is just in. Money in the Bank is in Philly, and Battleground is also in the Barclays Center.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Peter, you have a good night, man. Thanks for calling in.
You guys have a good night, too.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, pal.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
All right, we're going to keep the show moving here. We're going to pick up on what I was just talking to Peter there as the potential complete killer of the crowd for the night, Ms. TV.
He was the actual Ms. Disease.
Ms. TV.
Ms. TV. Yes, I have another thing to say it like that. So Ms. comes out for Ms. TV, and it's the year in review edition of Ms. TV. Before he even gets to get too long into it, though, he gets interrupted by Ryback, followed by being interrupted by Goldust, followed by being interrupted by Zack Ryder, followed by R-Truth, Heath Slater, and finally this all got to cap itself off with the Big Show. Well, the Big Show, of course, because he's the big hoss, clears house, even knocking out Ryback, and says that he's entering the Royal Rumble. And that's what that whole thing was for. Big Show's back, which, again, as I was saying earlier in the show, I didn't even realize that it was like a return for him. I was just like, oh, okay, hey, Big Show. And he's going to be in the Royal Rumble. Our first person announced for the Royal Rumble, and not the first entry, as he said, a botch by Big Show.
Has he been doing nothing since the Madison Square live show they did on the network? Or has he been doing stuff since then?
I don't know.
Fuck it, it doesn't matter. Big Show sucks.
Yeah, beats me, man.
What a stupid thing, though, to be like, I'm going to go in as the number one entry and whatever like that, and then immediately after, he's not number one. Then why'd you fucking say it, Big Show? God damn it. Like, this whole episode was just kind of like, I got more excited about that by going like, oh, we know that Big Show is number one. That's kind of interesting. And then immediately afterward, nope. Like, well, fuck you.
You know what? You know how bad that opening segment was? R-Truth's fake thing that they tried to do a second time. That was probably my ugly for the night. Because that was fucking atrocious. You can only do something like that once and it's just comedy gold. You can't do it two times. Expect it to be organic.
I don't know if somebody said it in Megamaniacs or our own chat or what, but somebody brought it up. It might have been you, Peyton. Why, in a year in review, were these people coming out? They didn't do anything this year.
Zack Ryder, especially. I don't think he was on Raw once.
I don't think he's been in NXT, and he hasn't even been showing up on NXT all that much or doing anything in NXT. Like, the Hype Bros keep losing, and Goldust spent most of the year injured. He Slater spent most of the year either losing on Superstars or losing on Main Event.
See, at least R-Truth did the same joke he did before.
Yeah, like, that made kind of sense. But then it was like Ryback came out, and he was just kind of like, yeah, 2016, you're the big guy. Yeah.
He
you guys remember me?
It was he like, burped. I thought it was
he
funny.
Did burp.
I'm so mad that I missed that.
It was up there when Shawn Michaels eating pizza. Like, he's just coming up there. He has the mic. He's like, pardon me, guys. He was pretty smooth about it too. I gotta say, like, it was very natural for him to pull it off.
That's not surprising to me, considering who we're talking about.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like if it was Miz, it would be really awkward and weird. How uncouth.
weirder if it was one of the Divas.
If they farted.
Yeah, well, Natalia. Pretty...
Yeah, there.
That gimmick was money.
Indeed. Any thoughts about this segment, though? I mean, this was just stupid. I mean, I'm happy we're talking about Royal Rumble, one of my favorite matches of the year. But, okay, of course Big Show's in it.
Somebody's got to get eliminated in the final two.
Well, it's like this. It led to that match between Big Show and Ryback, and nothing got accomplished there as well because Big Show just took a count out. So it was.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even mention that part of it. There was a match between Big Show and Ryback, and Big Show just walked out.
Mister, I'm going to show that I'm the toughest guy out there, but I don't want to fight this Ryback guy.
I wouldn't want to fight Ryback either.
He's the one heel that I cannot accept doing, like, being a chicken shit. He's the one heel that when they book him that way, I'm like, nope, can't defend it. Fuck that shit.
You could have been Mark Henry doing it?
No, you're right. Any big guy, any fucking, like, giant guy like that, it's just total horseshit.
Well, yeah.
There's no reason that Big Show couldn't kick the fuck out of every guy in that ring.
No, I'll tell you why. Because Big Show's out of shape.
He is old.
He didn't look that bad.
No, he looked totally winded. That's why he had to leave.
Winded, I don't know. But, like, as far as, like, his body shape, I mean...
Well, didn't they send him back to OVW, like, back in 2001? Maybe they can send him to NXT.
Yeah, do it.
Well, I'd be interested. I like Big Show still, but I'd be interested in seeing him, you know, mess around a little bit in NXT. Why not?
Think of the story you could tell with that, too. Like, the crowd was chanting for him to please retire. He's like, no, I still got one run left in me.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes and trains, gets himself in the best shape of his career.
Trains with Bull Dempsey, gets a little bull fit.
Well, imagine how much hate he'd get if he was the champion of NXT. They fucking hate it.
Mm-hmm. And who would topple him?
It'd have to be somebody like a Samoa Joe.
A babyface Baron Corbin, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Baron fucking Corbin.
Could you imagine him doing the End of Days on Big Show?
Nice.
I just think
so much more entertaining.
I remember when he did
it. We just booked like 6 months of NXT right there.
out of this terrible Miz TV segment. So at least something positive came out of it.
Yeah.
So who's the bigger botcher? Big Show or Steve Harvey?
Well, Big Show's, I mean,
bigger.
Well, bigger. So. Yeah, physical size. But I mean, what was the more embarrassing one? Remember Big Show also had, oh, May 13th, Kane.
That's still the best line he's ever done.
It's still Steve Harvey. Nobody gives a shit about Big Show botching, but Steve Harvey's not going to let that shit down.
That's true. All right, let's take another caller here. We got a caller coming in from 708. Caller from 708, we got you live on the Raw Post Show. Who's there?
Dave from Chicago, how are you doing?
Dave, what's up, Dave?
What's going on? This Raw was all right, you know. I think it could have been worse. Opening segment, I thought it was okay until the cops came out. You could just tell they're so, you know, they're just bad actors. And when I was little, watching, the 2000 when they're doing all the police, everyone's getting arrested. You know, I don't actually believe the cops. You know, I don't know, it's because I'm older, but
I'm sure it has a small part to do with it. But that cop tonight was just terrible. He's like, nope, no, I don't want to do it. Nope.
Yeah, he should have grabbed the mic and like said something or like. Talk with authority or I don't know.
Oh, you know what was terrible? When he was reading the Miranda rights. When he was like, all right, you have the right to remain silent. You have the right to an attorney. If you can't afford one, it'll be provided to you. What am I saying? You're not going to have that problem. All right, you know the rest of your rights. Let's get out of here.
Isn't that illegal just to do that?
Of course it's illegal. You could be actually just like released from jail and have all your charges dropped if those are not read properly.
That's what I was thinking the whole fucking time. So they botched that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Once... Yeah, and then, supposedly Vince McMahon put his hand on a cop. you know, I'm from Chicago, but if you can even, like, look at a cop, they'll tap you to the ground right away, you know? Just, you know, you put his hand on the cop, the cop should,
oh, no, these,
the cop should have tackled him.
These New York City cops have gotten soft, man. Way too many Dunkin' Donuts.
If you put your hand on a cop, they just shoot you nowadays. That's how they get rid of all their problems.
Can you imagine that? We're talking a lot about shootings in this on the show, but like, imagine the cop just pulled out a gun and shot down Vince McMahon.
Well, there's that gun we were talking about.
And that was how Vince McMahon was written off TV, and that's how Stephanie and Triple H take over.
You know, if they, like, tased him, I think that would have been cool. That would have been something new that they haven't done in, like, 20 years.
Well, this is getting dark.
I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
Dave, what else stuck out to you about tonight's show?
You know, I like the, I guess I like the New Day segment. You know, when they first introduced the trombone, I was just like, oh, it's so stupid. But now it's like, when they actually play the theme song and dance to it, that's like one of my favorite parts. You know, each and every week, it's just,
yeah,
it's
kind of
funny when they play this theme song.
Dave knows what's up.
I like seeing Zack Ryder, man, today. Like, I don't know why they don't push him. I think he's decent. You know, he has a catchphrase. He has a little woo-woo-woo chant.
I'm pretty sure it's just a fuck with him at this point.
Like, when you... It's amazing, like, even though his career is absolutely dead now, there's still, like, the few last loyal fans that are going push Zack Ryder. I think it's about this. I think it's about you and Dace right now.
And Mojo Rawley. He's still a big Zack Ryder fan, too.
That's what I call, man. I just... I found the Usos and Ambrose, I just found that boring. You know, I don't like the Usos at all. I don't know, like, you know, they're Rikishi's sons, but they did, like, nothing for me. I find them, like, really, really boring. I try to like Dean Ambrose, but, you know, he's supposed to be a lunatic, and he doesn't really do anything crazy, you know. Sometimes he'll just say some talk in a crazy way, but he won't even say anything outrageous or do anything crazy. And...
Oh, what are you talking about? He does that thing where he, like, runs up in the ring corner? That's wacky, right?
Yeah, shakes his head or something.
He definitely needs to kick it into a high gear. One of Dean Ambrose's holdbacks is he hasn't really had a lot of personal development since his first character change after the Shield split. He went into the guy in the wife beater and jeans, and that's just kind of where he stayed. Even Roman Reigns has gotten more development since him at this point.
He's like a bootleg finding, man. I don't know what he knows.
Mm-hmm. We had our Divas match with Becky Lynch and Sasha. Now, that's an important one. What did you think about that?
I would like to see them go a little longer than they did. But, you know, I like seeing Sasha wrestle. She had some nice receptions, you know, smart six, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if she could wrestle. Yeah, man, I thought it was decent, but I want to see Sasha for Charlotte in WrestleMania 32.
Definitely a potential one for that.
Hey, what'd you guys think about The Rock posting that stuff on Instagram and their announcement on WWE? Like, is he just going to show up again, or is he going to fight?
That's a very good question, because he was pretty vague about it. All it said in his post, The Rock put out on Instagram, is that he is going to be at WrestleMania 32. Did not say in what capacity, if he's going to be a host or if he's just going to come out and drink beer with Stone Cold or if it's going to be a match. I would have to think it's a match, right?
Promo?
Last year he showed up, but he didn't announce it, did he?
No, they didn't. That was a total surprise.
Yeah, and that was just a promo, so why would they? I don't think they should build that up.
Maybe he'll be the host of WrestleMania. That was good.
Maybe he'll screw things up and allow Miz to win the WWE title match again. Somehow.
Hey, about that Miz TV segment, I thought it was okay. You know?
Yeah, you liked it because Zack Ryder was there.
Yeah, pretty much. And then I like R-Truth, man. They're really pushing that little moment of the year. You know, that's like the third time they did it.
They really are, like, R-Truth doing everything they can to get everything they can out of that.
R-Truth is pretty funny. You know, he gets the what's up chance and good comedy character.
As much as I try not to like R-Truth, he just makes me laugh every once in a while that I can't hate him.
Right.
All right, Dave, one final question. Next week, we got Roman Reigns going against Sheamus with Vince McMahon as the ref for the WWE title. What's your early prediction for that?
Go out on a limb, say Roman Reigns wins, Triple H probably interferes. Maybe The Rock shows up and fights off Triple H, and they finish it clean with him and Sheamus, and that sets up WrestleMania Triple H versus Roman. I don't know. Maybe they're announcing it like a week before, so they're getting that in everybody's heads, and maybe next week you just, or in the coming weeks. I don't know.
Yeah, what an idea, having a match book before a show begins. What a novel concept. All right, Dave, we're going to keep moving things along. What's up?
Quickly, I just want to say about Cena, man. That was he cut a decent promo before before he fought Del Rio.
Mm.
I kind of like, not like Cena, but, I kind of missed him. And then, he talked about Notorious B.I.G. and got Brooklyn cheering for him.
Notorious B.I.G. Jay-Z.
He got a little hit at the end,
Mm-hmm.
He got a little hit. He pulled that Dr. Thugonomics, came out of him for a little bit. And that's the reason I liked him, 10 years ago. He was a decent rapper.
He's still thug. Still got that doctorate. All right, Dave, we're going to move along. We got some more callers we're going to try to fit in. Thank you for calling in. You have a happy new year, pal. All right, still got some time here left if you want to call in. Area code 760-512-7247. We could also keep joining us in the chat room on Blog Talk Radio. Tweet to us at Raw Post Show and, of course, the Mega Maniacs group on Facebook, where the conversation continues all week. Fellas, we got one last thing to talk about here, and that it was a six-man tag. It was Dean Ambrose joining the Usos to go against League of Nations members Sheamus, Wade Barrett, and Rusev. League of Nations pulls out the victory here. I don't remember what happened. It all just kind of clustered into an ending. I do know that after the match, Kevin Owens came out, attacked Dean Ambrose, put him through a table, and that was the more important part of it. You have anything you want to add about that match?
Cool power bomb, bro.
Was a cool power bomb.
Everything else was a lot.
The match just meant that power bomb was pretty fucking fire.
It's a shame they didn't put it on fire.
I mean, the last time they tried to put someone on fire, they just put them through the table, so I doubt they actually caught on fire.
Last time you tried to put someone on fire, you burnt your chairs.
It's funny because it's true.
All right, I think we got all we're going to get out of that then.
Yeah, this segment was just kind of blah. I mean, this could have been really good because I like all the people involved for the most part outside of a couple of people.
Sheamus.
But, and I'm not too big on Rusev. But at the same time, it could have been good. And I think that this Raw, nobody really had a whole lot of energy behind it. And I don't know. It wasn't their night.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these six-man tags on Raw, it's hard to make anything mean anything to them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Especially when you know that, Owens is going to come out. And you know that this isn't for anything.
And you and know you, that she's smoking hot.
Oh, you just know, dude.
All right, let's bring on another caller. We're going to bring on a caller from the 540 area code. Caller from 540, you're live on Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. Who's there?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys one thing. You may have tried to make fun of me.
Hold on, wait, stop.
You didn't address where you're from.
No. You're gonna listen to me right now. Yeah. Because I've had enough of you guys trying to come into our...
All right,
well, I just muted you.
Dog bark.
Well, I'm a dog bark, that's how much you fucking hate Jeff.
All right, Jeffy, I just muted you. Now I'm gonna unmute you. Don't be talking.
Guys, Jeff. You're gonna shut up right now.
I have to tell you something. Jeff, stop. Just listen to me for 1 second, okay? I know what you want. All right? I know what you've been trying to get from us. I know you're upset. All right? So what you want is an apology, right?
Yes. I want an apology.
I know you're upset.
I don't want
listen,
an apology.
Listen,
but
listen.
What
yes, you do.
I tried to make amends with you guys. I tried to make amends with you guys. Wanting you to come back on our show.
Jeff,
but you know what?
I'm going to put you on mute again if you're
not. So you know what? Jeff, apology doesn't cut it.
All right.
You guys.
No, Jeff, that's a bad Jeff.
Jeff, you're on mute again. No one can hear anything you're saying. All right? So you need to shut up for a second.
Don't get the
wait, Drew, you did the Caesar alone thing that's...
Yes.
Okay, Jeff, I'm going to try unmuting you again. Let's see.
I hope your new year was
going to
be
Jesus
bad.
Christ, Jeff, shut up. Jeff, listen. I'm trying to talk
you know
to
what?
You, okay?
Fuck you guys.
Jeff, I'm trying
fuck
to talk to you.
Fuck you.
All right,
I'd
Jeff.
I spit M&M on all of my damn thing.
Oh, he hung up. It's fine. I got his number.
Oh, Should we make it the title of this episode?
Should we?
I don't know. Should we? That's your choice.
No.
But I think that'd be a little too mean.
I'm going to save it just in case we ever need it.
Oh, good choice.
500-05-0-8.
That's something.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Just go.
500-05-10-8-0-8 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Uh-oh, retard alert! Retard alert, class!
All right. Took care of that business.
Surprised his voicemail thing was like, "Hi guys, it's me, John." I'm just kidding, it's not John.
It's really Jeff.
Do you know how people go, "Hello"? Just kidding, it's an answering machine.
Except it would be one of those things where it's like, "The following voicemail is not available at the moment. Leave a message for hello." You got my voicemail. He wouldn't know how to set it up properly. Well, I think we've hit the end of Raw, and I think we've hit the end of a lot of the main hijinks. We got a few bit of things left to do here, though, so don't turn your radio stations off just yet. Stay tuned while we do the good, the bad, and the ugly, where we talk about the best part of the Raw, the worst part of the Raw, and the most god-awful must-avoid, which should be an interesting one to try to figure out with this episode. Yes, it is. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Let's get it started here with our host. If you have one that you want to put out there, drop it off in the chat room, and we'll read it off. Drew, what's your good, bad, and ugly?
My good? It's going to have to be the big guy's burp. Only fitting for the big guy. My bad? Actually, shout out to the Neville-Kevin Owens match as well. It's a good runner-up or honorable mention for the good. My bad, the whole fucking show. And the ugly, it's going to be R-Truth, just because that was fucking terrible.
Well, okay then. Wago, you're good, bad, and ugly.
So, for my good, it goes to Becky Lynch's entrance, and that's a very underwhelming good. Bad, Owens looked like a jobber. Up until he kicked the shit out of Dean Ambrose, I guess. And the opening segment was the ugly. Terrible, terrible.
Tony, a GBU.
My good's going to go to the New Day. I don't give a shit. I still think this is funny. Fuck everybody else. The bad is going to go to the fact that immediately the fans decided to change their minds. They went from supporting Roman Reigns to chanting for Daniel Bryan and CM Punk. Give it up, dudes. Daniel Bryan might not ever come back, and if he does, he'll come back when he comes back, and Punk is a little baby. And the ugly, I can give it to a lot of stuff tonight, but I'm just going to point out something that we didn't mention yet, because for the sake of pointing it out, how little energy Tony Schimmel had. You know, the challenger for the United States title, John Cena. And the champion, Alberto Del Rio.
I didn't even really pick up on that. Why was Tony Chimmel even there?
Lillian was probably at the house show.
There's a house show tonight?
Yeah, it's where a lot of those people were. They were at a house show in Allentown. We talked about it like three times tonight.
I guess I don't pay attention to Lillian either.
You didn't pay attention to the fucking show?
Yeah, I probably don't pay attention to the show you're on either.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody must have said Sheamus at some point. I was just like, all right, I'm out.
All right. Well, I'll read one out of the chat room here. We got one from Silent Wind of Doom saying, good, McMahon's mugshot. That was pretty funny. Bad, Stephanie screaming. Oh, that was horrific. Ugly, Jeff's Facebook. And then he posted a bunch of pictures from Jeff's Facebook.
That is right. Yeah. That's pretty ugly.
All right, for me, my good, I'm going to give to Kevin Owens and Neville, because that was the good of the night. The bad, I'm going to give to Sin Cara's injury. That's rough. Feel bad for you, man. Hope that's not too bad and doesn't knock him out of action for too long. Ugly, anything with the Big Show. Horrific tonight. All right, with that, we got one thing left to do here, and it's been becoming popular lately that we've been finishing each show off with a game. And we've been switching up every week with different ones. And I got a brand new one tonight. So we're going to get something really fresh this evening. And I'm excited to get that for you. Just to remind all you out there, the way we do this is that we do a game. The person who wins gets to pick one of the losers. And that person has to read all of our plugs. And not just read them any old way. They have to read them in a way that the winner gets to pick. And it could be something that's really embarrassing or maybe just something that's really fun. All fair. All basically, they get to pick. You out there in the chat room can give your suggestions on what you think they might want to do it as. So if you have an idea of how you think someone should read the plugs, drop it in the chat, and we may pick it. Tonight, as I said, we're doing a new game. We've done Tap Out, we've done Under the Hood, we've done Who Said It. And tonight, we're debuting a new one called In Other Words. So the way In Other Words works is that I'm going to give you a phrase, and the person that I give it to is going to have to either tell me how you translate that, basically changing the words in it to mean something that means the exact same thing. And if you can't do it, you either have to pass, or if everybody passes, nobody gets a point for that one. So I don't know if you guys understand what I'm saying.
But no, I made no fucking sense whatsoever.
Are we looking for synonyms?
You're basically looking for synonyms, yes.
Or cinnamon toast crunch.
So I'm gonna give you a word. Like, say the word is, I don't know, great. And it's going to be representative for some other word that means great. So it could actually mean good. It could mean fantastic. It could mean anything like that.
Okay, now I get it.
So I'm going to give you an example. This one doesn't count. But this one is Consortium of Societies. Can you guys get that? Anyone know? Consortium of Societies.
League of Nations.
League of Nations. That is correct. So that's basically the idea here. Okay. See how it works now?
Yeah, I win. Right? I picked you to...
So Tony's going to win this before the... Okay.
Well, all right. Well, we're going to start off with Tony because I believe he won the last week's game. Right? Am I wrong? I don't remember. We're going to go with it anyway. All right, so Tony, you're starting us off here. Remember, you have the option to try to solve this. If you can't do it, then we'll pass it on next to Wago. And if he can't do it, then he passes on to Drew. Okay?
Just like a PSAT thing where it's better for me to pass it than to guess it wrong?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah, cool. Because if you get it wrong, then I'm going to give you a negative 1 point. All right. Tony, your first one is Manly Dude. Manly dude.
It feels like it should be so damn easy, but I'm going to pass it.
All right, Wago. Manly dude.
Probably going to be wrong. The big guy?
Not the big guy. Drew, you got one idea what this might be?
I'm going to go with the world's strongest man.
Not the world's strongest man. You got one right, though.
Oh, wait. I think I got it.
What is it?
The Macho Man.
The Macho Man is correct,
unfortunately. Okay, I understand what we're doing now. All right.
It's already done now.
I was thinking it was like that other game where we just naming all the synonyms, but there's one specific one we're going for. Okay, I see what it is now.
Okay.
How many ones do we have to...
I have 10.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So that was just the first one.
I'm up by like 50 already.
God, this is going to take all night.
No,
it's not. It's going to be longer than that. Last time I show.
The first one for Wago, you get the first dibs on this one. A fresh 24 hours.
Fresh 24 hours. A new day. The new day.
That one was so much easier.
All right. Drew, you get the first dibs on this one. Brisk as a rock. Brisk as a rock. Pass for Drew. Goes on to Tony. Brisk as a rock.
Brisk as a rock. Stone Cold?
Stone Cold.
Oh, that was a fucking good one.
Plus one for good. Tony on that one.
This was a clip. When you said this was a very clever game, you weren't fucking lying.
Yeah, it actually requires you to think a little bit, and I think it's a fun one. I was happy when I was putting this together here.
The worst part was I was thinking Neste at first.
Well, if I recall correctly, that the whole name Stone Cold came something from tea, wasn't it?
Was it?
Like Stone Cold's wife was telling him, you better drink your tea before it gets stone cold.
And he was just like, shut up, bitch.
And then he hit her.
Yeah. That's
also funny because it's true.
All right. So, Tony, you get first dibs at this one. Bottom grabber. Bottom grabber.
Pass.
All right, passing on to Wago. Wago, bottom grabber.
Bottom grabber. Fuck. I don't know. Pass.
All right, pass for Wago. Drew, you got the last chance at this.
I'm passing as well.
Oh, three passes on this one for bottom grabber. You're going to kick yourselves, guys. Bottom grabber is Undertaker.
Damn it. Meh. I was thinking, like, I'm like, low blow doesn't make any sense. Like,
Ow. All right. So, we're going to come on to Wago for this one. All right, Wago, your first dibs for this one is Treasury Testimony.
I don't fucking know. Pass.
Passing on to Drew. Drew, Treasury Testimony.
Money Inc.
Not Money Inc. On the right path, though. Tony. Treasury Testimony.
Treasury Testimony?
Mm-hmm.
Treasury Testimony.
The bank statement?
The bank statement is correct.
God damn it.
Yeah, I'm not doing this one again.
All right, Drew. I'll be shocked if you can get this one, okay? First dibs on you, Drew, is... Pad solid. Pad solid.
The other two be able to get this one?
You're passing?
I'm passing, okay. But will the other two be able to get this one?
You should be able to get it. It's just, it's a hard one, I think.
Okay.
You got stuck with a hard one.
Okay.
You're passing?
Yeah.
All right, Tony, pad solid.
P-A-D?
P-A-D, that is correct.
Pad.
Pad solid.
I don't have a clue on this one.
Passing over to Wago then. Wago, do you know pad solid?
Pass.
All right. Whoa, pardon me. Three pad solids. I thought this was going to be a tough one. Pad solid, guys, is Matt Hardy. Matt Hardy, pad solid.
It's because he's fat.
Yeah, it's because he's fat. That's why.
If you would have said pad Thai, I would have thought more of Matt Hardy.
All right, Tony, you get the first one on this one. I'm just going to go ahead and put the scores out right now. Tony has 2 points. Wago is even at 0. Drew has -2. We're about halfway through the game here. Tony, you got leading soot. Leading soot.
Damn, I don't know this one either.
All right, we'll take it to Wago. Leading soot.
I can't think of a cinnamon for soot. nah, haven't got this pass.
All right, Drew, leading Soot.
See, I have to start guessing here because I'm going to... I'm almost out of this. Yeah,
guess and lower your score.
Leading Soot.
Oh. Stardust?
On. Stardust is correct.
Damn.
I knew what Soot was. I was just debating if it was Cosmic Wasteland or I was thinking it was either Stardust or Goldust. So.
No, yes. good guess, Drew. Yes. Leading Soot is Stardust. All right, now we come back into Wago on this one. I think this one's a pretty easy one, Wago, so I think we can get you in the game with this. Ready? Your first dibs is Deity Dad.
Deity Dad.
Deity Dad.
This is so easy.
Oh, Godfather.
Godfather!
I was going to say, if you don't fucking get this, Wago, goddammit.
All right, Drew. This one's a fun one for you. I actually like that I got this one here. Fracture Terrain.
Fracture Terrain. It's not the Wasteland, is it?
No, it's not the Wasteland.
Okay, so the Cosmic Wasteland.
No, it's not the Cosmic Wasteland either. All right, that's a minus point for Drew. Tony, Fracture Terrain.
Is it me or Wago?
That's you, Tony.
That's going to be my favorite show that's going on right now in the WWE Network.
Oh, Breaking fuck Ground. Me. Damn it. I didn't even think about
that. That is correct. Breaking Ground is correct. All right, Tony. I mean, you don't really need this one, but this is the final one of the game, and you're getting first dibs on it. All right, this one to you is Latin Tenures. Latin Tenures.
Tenures?
Yeah, Latin Tenures.
Latin Tenures. I don't know this one.
All right, passing on to Wago. Latin Tenures.
Yeah, I ain't got a fucking clue. Pass. Drew, sink this one.
Drew, Latin Tenures. Get yourself out of negatives here, maybe.
The Mexicools.
No, it's not the Mexicools. Latin Tenures is Roman Reigns.
Nah, that's fucking stupid. Bob Roman Reigns.
That was like Spanish announce table. Doesn't make any sense.
Kaylin Ferris in the chat room just got it in there. All right, I got one bonus one. All right, and I'm just going to throw this out, and anyone who calls it out first gets the bonus point for this one. Turbine Cranium.
Can we get a minus point for this?
No. No, this is a bonus point for everyone to get. Turbine Cranium.
Is it John Cena?
It's definitely not John Cena.
Is it R-Truth?
Nope.
To Luke Harper.
No.
You're just saying words.
Yeah, it's more of what you fuckers are doing.
It's true. This is a pretty easy one, I thought. Turbine Cranium.
Turbine Cranium. Oh, is it Damian Sandow?
No.
Oh. Is it not a superstar then? Okay.
I think I know what the turbine part is, but I can't think of the cranium part.
Is it Brain the Brain?
No, it's not. All right, well, I'm going to give it because Kaylin Ferris in the chat room got it. It's Motorhead.
Oh,
Motorhead. I was wrong anyway. I was like
I wasn't thinking wrestling. But then again, he was on the show. So.
He's on the wrestling. He's on the show tonight. He's been involved at WrestleMania. Like he's been around. But anyway, that was a bonus point anyway, so no one got it. Final scores in last place, Drew at -3, Wago with 1 point, and Tony with 3 points. It makes Tony the winner this week, which means he gets to pick how Drew White is doing our plugs tonight.
I like the suggestion I saw in the chat earlier. Do it as Motorhead.
Okay, Drew White, do our plugs as Motorhead.
Just remember, he's dead, so don't disrespect him too much.
Yeah, don't do it as dead guy, Drew.
Well... I don't know if you want me to do that, because I did do the game outro at one point this year.
He does have a point, he didn't fuck that up earlier this year.
So just go whenever?
Yeah, go.
Oh, well then.
You done yet?
I have to get my groggy side. God damn it, I hate everything in life. It's going to be terrible, you guys know it too. You guys just like seeing me fucking suffer, so.
Yep.
Now we got 8 minutes, too. I could stall for 8 minutes, but that's...
No, you can. Come on, squirt.
Okay.
Hey, it's a good start.
If you want to go see... This just sounds like bad news.
Oh, that's how all my impressions do.
It's time to do the outro.
What?
Okay, Drew, just pretend you've got some disgusting cyst hanging off your face and you'll get it right.
Oh, God!
Sad part is that I was actually kind of a good start.
That was the best you've done so far. Just pretend you got that cyst, you'll be fine.
Oh, God! Tony Mango at SmartGotMoment.com! Go there, wrestling-related stuff. StephenWango.com! The Mega Maniacs on Facebook. Try to pop this motherfucker. Mike. Mega.
Fuck me.
Mega. Power Radio. Mega Maniacs on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah. R.I.P. Let me. Holla.
Silent Wind of Doom says, I didn't say Duranus Kane coming.
All I can think of is that scene with like Kane and Daniel Bryan in the restaurant. They're just like screaming like, yes, the entire time.
That was a funny segment. Unlike this one.
What do you mean?
As Caleb Ferris, this right here is your number one co-host, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, the idea was you weren't going to say it until we actually aired the episode. So good job, guys.
Oh, yeah. Way to spoil it, me.
Yeah. You fucking something.
Good job, girl's name. I know Payne said it earlier. But goddamn it, girl's name.
Whoops.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Well, if you enjoyed this show, you enjoyed that, whatever it was, and all the other conversation that we had here tonight, join us every single week. Following Raw, tune your browsers into MegaPowersRadio.com is the place to be for the most interactive post-Raw experience available. If you can't be there, find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, YouTube, and our home for all those places is on SmartOutMoment.com, where you can find all other wrestling content that you might be interested in finding, other podcasts, news, results, whatever you are looking for. And stay tuned to MegaPowersRadio.com and our Facebook and Twitter places, because you need to know the news of what's coming up with Mega Powers Radio. Big changes. And if you don't pay attention, you might not hear where our show is next week. And I mean that, guys. Find Mega Powers Radio on Facebook, on Twitter, or join the Mega Maniacs Facebook group. You want to know with what's going down. You don't want to miss out, because the fun continues going into 2016. For everyone here, I'm Mike Payton, for Drew White, for Stephen Wago, for Tony Mango, and for everybody. Happy New Year, pals, and we'll see you in 2016.